Hi, and it's a welcome to the Music in the Hood, Melodies of a Lifetime, Personal Anthems Unveiled. I'm your host, Millie Brown, and today we're peeling back the curtain to explore the soundtrack of rock anthems. Joining us for the next 30 minutes is Nikki Matthews to share her top five rock anthems that have powered her through peaks and valleys of her life. Get ready to embark on a journey of raw chords, electrifying riffs, and the stories behind the songs that have contributed to Nikki's genre. Welcome, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm really good, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks. Are you ready for this journey?
Absolutely, I'm raring to go.
Well, I'm ready to hear a lot from you this afternoon regarding your favourite five rock tracks. What was your early influences, Nikki? Can you recall a moment or song that ignited your passion for rock music? What was it about the experience that captured you?
So, both of my parents have great taste in music, and growing up, I remember listening to groups and artists like Elton John, Neil Diamond, Queen, ELO, Dire Straits, Carpenters, and 60s rock and roll. I was mesmerised by the powerful drum beat and the amazing guitar riffs. I just thought that rock music was cool. All of my friends listened to regular pop music and I loved being different. The first single that I ever bought was The Final Countdown by Europe in 1986. It's a great song and it totally started my love of rock. From there I got into Bon Jovi, Guns N' Roses, Def Leppard, Meatloaf, Aerosmith and Heart. Just to name a few, all brilliant and I'm still a fan today.
Wow, you've come a long, long way.
It's been a long time.
How difficult was it for you to select five? Could you share the tracks that didn't make your top five?
Yeah, this was really difficult. I see myself as a rock chick, but as the years have gone on, I've grown to absolutely love the blues. Artists like Alvin Lee, Billy Vera and the Beaters, and Climax Blues Band. However, my ultimate favourite is the late, great Gary Moore. In my opinion, one of the greatest guitarists who ever lived. My top five that didn't make the list was Gary Moore, Still Got the Blues, an amazing track. Queen, Invisible Man. This reminds me of being in the car with my dad when I was little and he would rev the engine and pull it back in time to the music. Deep Purple, When a Blind Man Cries. Absolutely awesome track. Bon Jovi, Lay Your Hands on Me. I remember watching the concert and the beat at the start is just, it's electrifying. And then all of a sudden, there's a great big beat and he just flies out the stage and it's just amazing. And then Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, from start to finish, that song just never fades.
Wow. And speaking of rock as a genre, are there many different genres of rock or is it just rock?
There's loads of genres of rock. So I would say that I'm more about soft rock and blues rock. You've got your metals, you know, you've got your soft metal and your heavy metal, which it will mean different things to different people. I would classify the metals as more like your AC/DC, Metallica and groups like that. I like certain songs of theirs, but some of the heavier stuff is a bit too heavy for me. I'm not really into your grunge type rock. I think that's, you know, it's a more modern take on rock. Everybody has a place in this genre. And I mean, you only have to look at the followings that these groups have, whether it's soft rock, metal, grunge, whatever it is, they have their absolute place in the world of music.
And just to make it clear for the listeners, what's your favourite rock, aspects of rock?
So soft rock would be my absolute favourite, which is all of the ones listed before, like Bon Jovi and Aerosmith. Guns N' Roses, yeah, they all have heavier tracks, but they would be more associated with soft rock as opposed to like the AC/DC and Metallica, which is a bit more shouty in my opinion, but still fantastic.
Okay, so what's your number five on your list and what's special about number five?
So number five on my list is Bryan Adams, Thought I'd Died and Gone to Heaven from 1991. When you say Bryan Adams, most people think about the Summer of 69 and Everything I'd Do It For You, which are both great tracks, but he's been around forever. And like many on my list, he has done so much great stuff and collaborated with some other amazing artists like Tina Turner, Sting, Rod Stewart and Barbra Streisand. He's fantastic. And the thing I love about this song is that it doesn't age. And every time I feel it, I hear it, I feel like I'm hearing it for the very first time.
Okay, well, can we hear a sample of Bryan Adams' Thought I Died and Gone to Heaven, 1990? Oh, I can see you shaking your head. I think you're just going to get up and start jumping all over the place. The power of rock music is known for its energy and rebellious spirit. Can you share a time when rock music empowered you during a challenging period of your life?
For me, rock music has a unique ability to capture our emotion. I find that the electrifying guitar riffs, the powerful drums and the soulful vocals of rock music speak to my soul. No matter how I feel, a rock classic or a power ballad fills me with joy. I feel strong, empowered and able to deal with any challenge. But it's funny that you mention about the rebellious spirit. I think it's that is said about rock music because it's loud and it has the attitude commanding its own space. For example, you wouldn't expect to go to a rock concert and sit down quietly. You expect to go to a rock concert, pump your fist, sing very loudly, and feel like your heart is about to beat out of your chest. And my next song is the perfect example of that.
But before we get to your next song, I'm thinking about you jumping up and down, pumping your fists, and fashion. Tell me about the fashion.
Rock fashion is absolutely awesome. It's one of the greatest looks of all times. It's black clothing. It's when I was at school, I used to get told off by teachers a lot because I didn't wear a uniform. I wore my black leggings. I had my Doc Martin black boots on with red laces. I had three earrings in my left ear, one in my right. I had makeup on. So, I mean, I was a bit of a horror at school. Never got into serious trouble, but I wasn't conforming. So again, I suppose that's a rebellious thing as well when they talk about rock music. I can remember going out with, the long boots and the thick tights with a little miniskirt over the top and, just an awesome look. Awesome.
Okay, well, let's get into number four then on your list. And what is the significance of this track?
So, this song for me is just absolutely brilliant. I've always loved it. It's Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall from 1979. But I have a really funny memory of this song. A great friend of mine had an amazing vinyl collection and he actually bought himself a Whirl It's a Jukebox. I was at work one day and he rang me and I picked up the phone, said hello and heard nothing. And then all of a sudden, I just get this track just playing down the phone at me. It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I had another 3 hours at work to do. And all of a sudden, I felt very poorly. I had to go home. And I went down to my friends and we just drank a couple of beers, listened to the rock music until early hours the following morning. It was a great day.
Okay, let's hear it. Another Brick in the Wall. Pink Floyd, 1979.
We don't need no thought control.
Well, you said earlier on you were a bit of a horror at school, but was this at the time you was at school?
No. obviously, well, I was born before this track came out, but it's something that I've listened to many times before. But an American, well, it's a jukebox playing vinyl. Vinyl has a very different sound, no matter what genre you listen to. But having that played, like I said, my mate said nothing. He literally just played it and he was just creeping the volume up and up. And I was just sat in the phone in an office surrounded by another 20, 30 people. And I was trying to keep a straight face as if I was on, you know, like a proper business call. And of course I wasn't. I was just absolutely blown away. And I just wanted to just, you know, jump up and, you know, dance along there and then. But I composed myself. Yeah.
Well, some people will even say that that track still has relevance today in schools for young people. What would you say to that?
I would say definitely. Again, and I think going back to the rebellious spirit that was mentioned earlier, I think this is very much about that, you know, and I think it was about, you know, I think there's a lot in this song that relates to, you know, how some kids felt in school and, you know, maybe, you know, leading into inclusion as well. And I actually believe that, you know, this was a song that really made a lot of people stop and think. And I'm not saying that it really changed anything, but it certainly got attention.
Excellent. Live performances, reflecting on all your live rock concerts you've attended, which performance stands out the most and why?
So for me, the live performance that stood out the most was when I went to see Joe Bonamassa live in Sheffield. I absolutely love Joe. He writes, sings, plays the guitar, and he's an amazing performer. The concert was extremely loud and there were some very heavy rock tracks. But there was one song that absolutely moved me. I not only heard the song, but I felt it. And to this day, it still gives me goosebumps every time I hear it.
Well, let's have a listen to your number three, I think we're on now, yes?
Yeah, so this is Joe Bonamassa, Bird on a Wire from 2010, which is the song that absolutely blew me away at Joe's concert. Most people will be familiar with the film of the same name featuring Mel Gibson. And I love the film and this track, which on the film, it was sung by the Neville Brothers. But wow, Joe's version is next level. The lyrics are simply beautiful, and I hope you enjoy this as much as I do.
Like a bird on a wire, let me jump the midnight fire. Well, if you had in my way to soon be free.
Beautiful song. Again, I'd argue that the Neville Brothers, you know, they sang. I'm a soloist, so I have to get that. So, but I get it. I'm beginning to see that rock even has a lot of soul flavours in there too.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, going back to the earlier comment, you know, people just think rock is just loud and it's just, you know, mega guitar, mega drums, you know, a singer with a very powerful voice. But, you know, this is the side to rock music that a lot of people don't see, and what I'm trying to display today with the songs that I've chosen, because it's just beautiful. You know, you can have the sweetest soul song, put a rock edge on it, or a bluesy rock edge on it, and it turns it into something completely different. And that's what I absolutely love. It's the power of both the, you know, of the volume, whether it's really loud or, you know, really quiet. I just love it.
Inspirational figures, who are some of the rock artists or bands that have significantly influenced you, both in your life and as musicians?
All the bands and artists that I previously mentioned have had a massive influence on my life. I live with music and I love many genres. To me, music is the paintbrush of life. It makes and brings back memories. It helps you celebrate special occasions and gets you through the good times and the sad times like nothing else can.
So your first gig? What was your first gig in? What was your reaction? Were you part of the whole rock, the rock culture, trying to get to the stage and climb on the stage and, you know, start shucking out with the rest of the band?
I remember going to see Meatloaf live in Leeds, and it was an outdoor concert, and we, you know, got there mega early.
What year was this?
This would have been roughly 2008-ish, and I think it was Harewood House that it was at, and it was a really nice day, and so we got there early, and then all of a sudden we saw this helicopter coming over, start coming lower and lower, Meatloaf all over the side of it, and like an idiot I was there, bearing in mind I was on the ground, and I was shouting, meat, what the hell are you doing? But yeah, I were proper, you know, people talk about groupies. Yeah, when you love a band, you love them. And yeah, Meatloaf especially for me is a very special guy, and I'm very sad that he is no longer with us.
A great loss to the rock.
Absolutely. Yeah, he pushed boundaries. He really did. And, you know, I think, you know, like Bat Out of Hell, it was way too long. They said it'll never get radio play. And it did. You know, this guy, he pushed, you know. They used to comment on about the way that Meatloaf looked. Who cares about that? You can't deny that voice, that passion, that energy that he had. And every single one of his songs, you know, it tells a story. It starts at the beginning and it goes to the very end. And
as we reach the penultimate rock track, could you share a memory or emotion that evokes in you? And what's your number two on the list?
So my number two is Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart from 1983. I first heard this when I was really young. It was on a 1983, Now That's What I Call Music album. And straight away, Bonnie Tyler's voice is just off the scale. That raspiness that she has, and I can remember even as a kid just playing this tune over and over again, and then as you get older you learn what that song's about. It was written by the amazing Jim Steinman, who wrote a lot for Bonnie Tyler and for Meatloaf. It's all about a love affair that draws you in and won't let you go, which I think most people can relate to at one time or another. You know, one of my favourite albums of all time would be a collaboration album that Meatloaf and Bonnie Tyler did called Heaven and Hell, which this track features on.
What does it evoke in you then? Is this the track that evokes a lot of emotion?
Yeah, it's the world's weirdest video. I'll say that for a start. And it's quite haunting as the video. But the peaks and troughs throughout this song, you know, and because of Bonnie's voice, you can feel, you know, like I say, it's about a love affair that, you know, you can't get away from. And it's just that raw emotion that I think, you know, most people have felt at one time or another. And I mean, there's nothing like love to get you up, bring you down, send you left and right, spinning round. And this song for me envelops that. And yeah, it's just, again, another beautiful track.
I'll see you in the next. I would never have said that was rock, but it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listening to your explanation of rock and how far you've been involved with rock music, it's absolutely rock.
Yeah. Bonnie Tyler was one of the, and still is, I mean, she's still touring now, you know, but it's sort of like back in the 80s, Bonnie Tyler was absolutely huge. Bonnie and me actually did one track together. Which I didn't actually think was the greatest one they could have done. When you hear about duets they've done with other people, I often think that if they'd have come together on certain other songs, I think they would have absolutely smashed it. But yeah, Heaven and Hell, Bonnie and Me, perfect.
Personal soundtracks, throughout your journey in life and music, which rock song do you consider your personal anthem? Incredibly powerful or meaningful? Are there any new bands or genres within rock that you've recently discovered and enjoy?
My personal anthem would probably be Joan Jett's and the Blackhearts, I Love Rock and Roll, from 1981. This song was actually featured on one of my favourite all-time films, which was Flashdance, which the main character in that was a super strong woman. You know, she was a welder by day and she was a dancer in a club at night, and she wanted to be a ballet dancer and nobody said she would make it, and she did. So I think I related so much to the character Alex in that film. And this was actually featured in the film when they were all going to do a weight training workout. And so whenever I hear this track, you know, you've got to go loud. This song makes me feel like the strongest person alive, and I defy anyone who doesn't want to stamp their feet and strut their stuff to this banging track.
That's to the
Joan Jett's and the Blackhearts.
Okay, but it's not even in your playlist. Is there a reason for that?
When I really struggled. The obvious ones I could have put in were Final Countdown, which was the first single I ever bought. Gary Moore is one of my all-time favourite, but it's his blues stuff that I prefer to his rock. So, you know, maybe if I get invited back, we'll do a blues one. You know, Meatloaf, I haven't included Meatloaf, but, you know, I want to aim this at people who may not necessarily have listened much to rock and maybe shy away from it because they think it's just banging drums and heavy guitar and screaming down a microphone, because it's not. So this for me is a more gentler approach. And Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Isle of Rock and Roll, that really is a thumping track. It's an awesome track, but like I say, you've got to go loud. And it doesn't quite fit with my other four, but that is the only reason.
I'm going to coin that phrase, you got to go loud.
Every time.
So what's your number one on the list? And please share with our listeners why it's your number one.
So my more recent rock bands that I've really got into are Chris Stapleton, Jack Savaretti, JP Cooper, Newton Faulkner, and Teddy Swims. Teddy Swims, especially at the minute, he's really gonna do something big. But again, they're all fantastic. Not dissimilar in the styles to each other, but at the same time, you can spot their individuality, which I love.
Well, I'm a great fan of Chris Stapleton as well. But I would, again, that's country rock.
Yeah, but yeah. Rock. Yeah. You know, whatever it is, you know, the rock is still in there. If for me, you know, if you've got a guitar riff in there somewhere, you've got that drummer that's counting them in. You know, it's rock. People would argue that it's not, and they would say Chris Stapleton is more country. But, you know, when you listen to a lot of country, it's a lot more mellow and, you know, Sunday afternoon type stuff, whereas Chris Stapleton is Saturday night in your face, and, yeah, he's absolutely telling you.
And you got to go loud.
And you got to go loud.
What's your number one on your list? And please share with our listeners why it's your number one.
Okay, so my number one had to be Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms from 1985. This is a really powerful piece of music, spine-tingling guitar work, and lyrically brilliant. Mark Knopfler's voice is beautiful in this track. And should somebody be new to rock and not know where to start, I would recommend the Brothers in Arms album. This whole album is both amazing and timeless.
Let's hear it. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire. That's so beautiful. It sounds really beautiful. I kind of think about sports teams and you know, cultures and cults, positive cults, by the way.
Yeah.
Or even just musicians, Brothers in Arms, you know.
Yeah.
Don't forget the sisters at the same time. Yeah. Well, I just want to rewind on back to our listeners on your top five was Bryan Adams, Thought I'd Died and Gone to Heaven, 1991. Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, 1979. Joe Bonamassa, Bird on a Wire, 2010. Bonnie Tyler, Total Eclipse of the Heart, 1983. And this blockbuster here by Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms.
So many differences.
What a journey through the heart of rock we've embarked on today, all guided by Nicky Matthews. Thank you, Nicky. Have you enjoyed your last half hour with us?
It's been amazing. I mean, this is one of my favourite subjects in the whole world, and it's great to be able to share them with you, you know, and your listeners. And I hope that some people feel educated and will go out there and download or buy some rock music, because it's awesome.
Thank you, Nicky. It's been a pleasure having you. And also to our listeners, thank you for tuning in and sharing this moment with us. I'm Millie Brown, and it's been a privilege to share with you Melodies of a Lifetime, Personal Anthems Unveiled on Kirklees Local TV, Music in the Hood. Keep your spirits alive with the sound of music and never stop exploring the stories behind the songs. Until next time, once again, you've been listening to Melodies of a Lifetime, Personal Anthems Unveiled, Music in the Hood on KLTV, where the music plays and the people share their stories. Good night and God bless.